So we're holding the Siman Resh Yud Aleph. We saw Sif Aleph and Beis. I just want to look at some of the points of the Bir Halacha. So one of the points of the Bir Halacha is the first one, Sunan Vazayas, deals with the Brepi Adama, Brepi Oetz issue. Or it's, we seem to be right now ignoring that there's no Myler over Brepi Oetz, over Brepi Adama. And the only issue is Minshiva and Chaviv, etc. Okay? So the Bir Halacha says, Vizel Deloy Kedasa Yeshemrim Shebisef Gimel Tu Dasa Bahag, the Priyaitz Kadam the Priyadoma. There's an opinion which says Priyaitz goes before Priyadoma, which is, that's what's brought in the next Sif, in Sif Gimel. Bafra Sheni Chaviv Hu Kadam. Even though the Priyadoma is Chaviv, the Priyaitz always gets Kadima. The opinion of the Baha, the Priyates goes first, is the opinion of many Rishonim. The Yerabba holds that Halacha L'maisa, that we give Kadima to the Pri Ho'etz over the Pri Adama. Al Magan Ramba Taz, Hiskima, the Zinner Basar Chaviv, Mayan Machak Sad, and Lakabe. So, but both the Magan Ramba and the Taz agree to what the Shulchan Aruch is saying over here, that Chaviv trumps Brei Pi Oetz, Brei Pi Adama. And the Shulchan says we'll talk about that more. Okay. So we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. We'll talk about this in Sifkat Yud Ches. We'll see that Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yud Ches. Okay. Next Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says, in the case of one's Pri Oetz and one's Pri Adama, assuming that you don't give any Kadima to Pri Oetz over Pri Adama, now we're saying that, like Ula said, that this Machlokes is only in a case where it's the same bracha. To the brachas, then the Halacha of Minshiva versus Chavah doesn't apply. So what does apply? So the Shulchan Aruch brings, he presents it, that the first opinion says that you can be makdim whatever you want. And then Yesharim, you go back to Chaviv. So based on our rule, the Shulchan Aruch is presenting the first opinion as the Stam, the second opinion is the Yesharim. It sounds like the Shulchan Aruch is holding that the first opinion, that the case it's Priyat, it's Priyadoma, there's no Kadima, and there's no Mile of Chaviv, whatever, do whatever you want. Right? So Mishnah Berurah says, that which the Shulchan Aruch presents, this second opinion is that the Yesharim does not seem to be correct. The first opinion of the two is really the Das Yachid, who are Rosh Mechdushay Rav Yoel Brachas. Eshet Sagam Das Rashi came. The Shabu Rashi holds the Tosis and Rav Yoel, what Rashi Shita is. But the Day Shnia, he does Haber Rishonim. It's the Das of Haigoin, which is called the Rashbo, the Renachanano, the Rif, and we got Mukhul Tzarf is the Das of Rambam, okay, which we'll see in the next Sif, that you follow Chabib in this type of situation. So if you take the Rif and the Rambam, happens to come, there's a confluence of the two opinions of the situation, and you have the Ben Chanan and the Rav Haigoin, the Rashba, Tosis the Ben Yonah. So it would be very illogical to understand that we should present the second opinion is the Yesharim, the first opinion as the Stam Shita. So that's going to be difficult to understand. See, it brings that the Bach says, so both the Groan and the Bach hold, you follow the second opinion, that in a situation, one is Priya Hates, one is Priya Dalma, you go Basar Chaviv.
First should be presented as a Yeshomri?
We should not present the first as this time, and the second as a Yeshomri. It should be the opposite. Okay. And the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha continues, and he says, "L'daiti, niyas daiti, t'maisa, toiv, yosher, lina, k'dei rishona, k'das acharonim, b'zeh, d'chav, v'vodiv." I would follow the opinion of the Bach and the gra that you go basar chaviv. Okay.
First should be presented as a yesh omri. Second should be presented as tam,
not. Yeah. Okay. Fine.
Maybe both should be presented as yesh omri.
Okay. Okay. So.
Saying last night.
No. We're talking about in. Okay. We're talking about in the issue in the case. It's not the same bracha. One is a eitz and one is a dhamma.
Yes.
The Shulchan Aruch brought two opinions. He brought an opinion which said, do whatever you want. He brought an opinion which says, a chavav is adif. The Shulchan Aruch presented it, the first opinion is, do whatever you want. And the Yeshurim, chavav is adif. So it sounds like that the main sheet is, do whatever you want. And chavav adif is the Yeshurim. So the Bir Lachot said that would not be correct to do. And really, the correct thing to do would be to follow the din of chavivus. Besides the fact that most places hold like the second opinion, but the first opinion says you can do whatever you want. So there's no ma'ila to one over the other. Second opinion says there is a ma'ila to chavivus. So why shouldn't you follow the din of chavivus? If you get to bolshitas like doing that, so that would be logical to do that. Okay. Sif Gimel. He viol the fun of davar shebrachos of brei piyoheitz, but davar shebrachos of shahakol. So, if you have a brei piyoheitz and a shahakol in front of you, so the law is brei piyoheitz kedemus shicha shuba. So, brei piyoheitz goes before shahakol. Sheina pateres yam davar echod. It's limited in what it applies to. I suppose a shahakol, which is a general bracha. Okay. V'chein brei pi adoma b'shahakol brei pi adoma kedemes. Similarly, brei pi adoma versus a shahakol brei pi adoma is kedemes. So that's for sure true. Now, v'im hivio l'fon of priho eitz of pri adoma. So eizemim shiur tzayak. So the first opinion says do whatever you want.
Hello, Sanford.
V'yei shamrim brei pi eitz is kedem. And then he brings the Yesharmim. So again, the Shulchan presents the first opinion is there's no kedima of eitz versus adama. And the Yesharmim says, which is the Bahag, that there is a kedima of brei pi eitz over brei pi adama. Okay. So that can be shibur. Brei pi eitz is kedemus before shahakol. Filam min hasheni is chavav olav. So I have some oranges and some meat, and I like meat more than oranges. Doesn't make a difference. Brei pi eitz goes first. Shechashuba, what chashuba means, pirish, the birch is brei pi eitz, is mevoreris tfei alezim mevorech. It's a more clear bracha, what you're saying. Chashuba hi mevorech is a shahakal, and therefore that's considered more chashuba than birch is a shahakal. The rebbe, the covenant of a kadosh baruch Hu, is more expressed in the fact that we happen to notice, right? An artist, which basically everything always looks the same, is not such a great artist. An artist which is able to come up with different types of narrative. I have an artist which makes 15 different pictures. They all look basically the same. You know, the faces might have changed, but basically it's the same idea. He's not very creative. But you come up with 15 different pictures, but each one is quite unique and quite extraordinary. That's much more regardless. So the Rosham can differentiate and create different types of things in the Bria by recognizing that and praising that as a greater praise to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So therefore, since Reifu Eitz is Cheshubim B'Berchus Shehakol, Shehna Rak Brocha Kolevlas Tacholamim. So therefore, we're going to give Kedima to the Reifu Ha Eitz. Tezayim. Okay, in Brei Pi Adoma, Chashuba Nami Me Shahakol, Brei Pi Adoma is more Chashuba than Shahakol. To Mavor Bahabrocha, Rak Mene Pri Adoma, Mashen Ken Shahakol, the Kalam of the Kal. Again, Brei Pi Adoma is more specific, and therefore it's considered a bigger praise to Hashem, so it goes first. Lakain, Kishmavim, Lafon of Yayin, Sorov, Imer Kachas. So they bring out some liquor together with some type of a little merkachas was a mezonos with some jelly on it, something like that. So he likes the Ein Sof more than the purpose of the Merkachas is just like that. It is like an accompaniment to the Ein Sof, the whiskey. Yivarach al Merkachas Tchila Avshal Ein Sof Chaviv B'Lav Yis. Even though the whiskey is more chaviv, but the bracha of the Merkachas is a more specific type of a bracha, so it goes first. The Merkachas either can be a mezarnis, or sometimes the halacha, the bracha, is actually a brei poetz, let's say for argument's sake, where the main thing is just the fruit on top, and the mezarnis is just there to hold it. Okay? Now, if you have a brei poetz and a brei adama, so the Shulchan Aruch says, the first opinion says, and this is the opinion which the Shulchan Aruch presents as stam, do whatever you want. So, and then we get involved in the machlokes which we had in the first sif, in the case with two brachas, and there's no mile, brei poetz and brei adama, there's no mile of one bracha over the other, according to this opinion. So now the question is, what do you do? So the first opinion in sif aleph said, whatever you want. Second opinion says you give kadima to chavivas. V'yesh armim yurches. The Bahag says the brei poetz is kadim. Okay, so what do we do? So he's kimar kadim that the nochem lina k'yesh armim hazeh im shnei mashabim bechavivas. So if I have a brei poetz and a brei adama, and I like both of them fairly equally. So then, yes, why not follow the opinion of the Bahag, which says you should give precedence to brei poetz, especially, it says again, the first opinion says do whatever you want. So the second one says, well, give eight, say eight first. So logic says you should say eight first. If they're both shavim b'chavivus. However, if the pri adama is chaviv, so then logic makes sense, because we said before that the Mishnah Berurah pointed out before that this is the sheet of the Bahag, but both the Taz and Mugen Ram hold that a case where between the two pri eitz and pri adama, one is chaviv, you give kadima to the chaviv over the fact that one is brei poetz. So if I like the brei poetz adama first, so I'm going to make a bracha on it since it's chaviv. If it's more chaviv to me. V'chein in pri adama hu min shiva. What about if a case is pri adama is min shiva? So how's that possible? You're going to klo yashal chitim, so you take some kernels of wheat which you had roasted. So if you eat the kernels, instead of being, if they have not been ground and made into flour, the bracha is pri adama. And tapuach and an apple. Or echad shivas aminim, or one of the other shivas aminim. So, but you go kadima based earlier in the pasuk, right? Yesh lebar tchila l'achita shehimin shiva b'kadem is a pasuk. Assuming nothing is more chavim, there's no chavivus of one over the other. So the issue is not chavivus. So then we said the min shiva will trump, and min shiva we said the definition of min shiva trumping is the placement in the pasuk. So the chita, which is a brei pri adama, is earlier in the pasuk, will have kadima over a fruit of the min shiva, which is later in the pasuk. So when I have a brei pri eitz and a brei pri adama, so I will look at chavivus. I will look at min shiva. I will look at chavivus, and then I will look at if neither of those are there, then you give precedence to the brei pri eitz. And only so. That's the way the only case Mishnah Berurah says that brei pri eitz gets kadima.
What case?
That you have neither is a min shiva and you have no chavivus one over the other, so then brei pri eitz gets kadima.
Over Hadam.
Over Hadam, yeah. Okay. Sif Dalet. Kol HaKadim B'Pasuk, Eretz Kita B'Sara, the Pasuk of Eretz Kita B'Sara, whatever is earlier in the pasuk, kadam lebracha gets kadima when it comes to bracha. That'll be even if the second min is chaviv, according to the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Aleph. Eretz Basa Hipsek Inyan, but the pasuk says the word Eretz twice. So as the word was said over again, so something which is closer to the Eretz Basra has kadima to something which is later to the Eretz Kama, to the first Eretz. So in the first Eretz I have Chita and Tzara, Gevin, Tena and Mima. So the fruits are Gevin, Tena and Mima, those are 3, 4, and 5. The second one I have Zaysim and Tamortim. So Zaysim is number 1. Tamortim is number 2. And then the Gevin, Tena and Mima are 3, 4, and 5. So I'm going to give Kadima to Zaysim or Tamortim over Gevin, Tena and Mima. However, therefore, dates will go before grapes. Shezeh sheni l'eretz basa, v'zeh shlishi l'eretz kama. Fine. Zakter amof v'davka shayuch l'anovim k'mo shehen. It's all talking about eating grapes. Avim osim hem yayin. If you made wine already, shekamei abrochal asa, which gets a bit pretty often, then chashubahi. The kedem is the baruch alav tchila. So brei pio hagafen is more choshev than a brei pio eitz, and the wine will go first before the dates. Okay. Furthermore, alba ma'aser kedem mechamishes mini dogen he choshev yosef b'birchos hayayin, and zaynus goes before yayin. That not only does mezaynus go before yayin, and mezaynus is a pasuk of a kistin. But even a mezonos of a ma'aser kedeira, which is something which is a cooked, like pasta. So pasta b'kisin really is bread. Bread for sure is it gets kedima. Right? So, but not only that, but even a ma'aser kedeira, that which is cooked and was cooked and the cooked and this was the bake, also has kedima over brei pri hagafen. So the kedima will be mezonos, brei pri hagafen. And then the Rapier 8 versus the Rapier Doma, we discussed it's a mile of Flavibus, etc. Clonemra, but some of Clarence Kama, Kaitam Lamasha Nemra, some of Clarence Basra, Lacha Shashabala Bismicha Lords. So, what the 1 and 2 closer to the first Eretz have Kadima over the 1 and 2, which are closer to the second Eretz. So, if I would take kernels of wheat and roast them and eat them, so that kernel of wheat is the first one to the first Eretz, will go before a olive, which is the first one to the second Eretz. Okay. Your test, kolakana. Whatever's early in the pasuk gets kedima. The mikros that choshev aminim shenishabcha ben Eretz Yisrael. It's listing off the items, the types of species of which grow, which Eretz Yisrael is complimented about with. Whatever is mentioned earlier is more choshev, more important. Fichah hu kaidim lebracha, therefore gets precedence for bracha. Pito sara of the krog, the kaidim the sharminim, udafka shasamim tapshol, laharba poskim, klikamay b'sefet. Now, we'll see in Sefei that which I told you, that if you make it, you're eating it as a doma, it's not so poshut. You're eating it as a maisa kedera, an oatmeal or something of that sort, that'll get kedima.
Or it's possible in the case.
Right. Karna bracha. So, what's really in the pasuk gets kedima. Based on the sheet in the first part in the first, in Sefer Aleph, that Min Shiva gets precedence, so this is also part of the precedence of Min Shiva, that whatever is earlier gets precedence over whatever is later. Even though the Min Hasheni, the second item is more Chaviv, so I happen to like grapes more than I like dates. It doesn't make a difference. Dates go first, but. Again, according to the Rambam, that would not be true. Because according to the Chashiva is min Shiva, the Haktim Rishon L'Sheni who Ra Kishenigmer Apri. According to the Rambam, Chaviv trumps. So if I have olives which are not fully ripened, and I have another fruit which is later in the pasuk which is fully ripened, so that fruit which is fully ripened will get kedima over the olives which are not fully ripened, because the shabbat of Eretz Yisrael is referring to the pre when it's reached its real potential. Meretz Basra, we said, acts as a interruption in the flow, so we don't look at Zaysim and Tamorim as 6 and 7 in the letter, in the order of preference. We see them as 1 and 2 compared to 3, 4, and 5. The Kenan said, Mikra, Eretz Chita, Usara, Begefen, Utenover, Vridim Barn, Eretz Zay Shemen, Udvosh. We Eretz Sheba Emsa, Habi Escholos, Seder. So when it says the word Eretz a second time, it's like it's starting over again. So something which is closer to the second Eretz, it's either one or two, takes precedence over the 3, 4, and 5 to the Eretz, first Eretz. So it comes out if I have grapes and I have dates, tomorrow kaidman. It's referring to specifically referring to Tamorim, not the Vash, but the Tamorim which produced the Vash. In a case where it says Rapia Golfin, but if it's Rapia Golfin already, that's Choshev Yoser, and that will go before the Zaysim. Tchila Hanafila Zaysim Shirishon Laritz Pastor. So if you're having wine, which is Rapia Golfin, and you're having olives, which is the first out of the five fruits, the five species of fruit. So the order is olives, dates, and then anovim, only then the grapes, geffen. But now that you turn it into wine, that goes before even olives. Shemeshon Eretz Pasta. Now, if it's Maisa Kedera from Chameshes Mini Dogen, it's Choshev Yoser from Birchas Ayayin. Sheikh Hashuba Shagam Birchas Mereven Mezainus, he Bracham of Vareris, Kama Birchas Ayayin, they're both Bracham of Vareris, Rekedemus Ayayin Bekro, and the Torah, we see the Torah gives it precedence, talks of Chit and Tzar before it talks about the vine. So why do, if that's the whole argument, so I understand Chitin Sarah gets precedence over wine. But why do Kusman Shibala Shol Shifan get precedence over wine? Why should they get? They're not mentioned in the pasuk. The answer is because Chazal said that Kusmin is a form of Chitim, and Shibala Shoal and Shifan are forms of Sarim. So they're included in the Pasuk of Chitim Sarim. Okay, then he said the last thing, and if everything else is equal, so I'm looking at one or two closer to the first Eretz versus one or two closer to the second Eretz, so I give Kedima to what's closer to the first Eretz over the second Eretz. So la'acher sheshav, miloshen zemashal the chitim sarim kaidman, urak miyashav lehem b'smicha l'aretz. So their kedima is something which is that close, as you know, number wise, is equal to them. K'mar chitim l'zeisim, sarim l'dvash. So it sounds like you compare chitim to zeisim, and sarim to l'dvash. That's what it sounds like we're saying. So yes, chitim and sarim, chitim and Zaysim, Chitim goes first. Chitim and Tamorim, I don't know. Didn't talk. We didn't say that. We discussed number one versus number one. Number two, we said number two. What about one to two? Avol Sarim, the Hanum Mozen, Hanasim Mehem, Kim Shafurish Pasif, Hey, the Zaysim Loy. It would sound like if I have Sarim, which are number two to the first Eretz, is after Zaysim, which is number one to the second Eretz. That's what should come out. They said, no, Mazonos always goes first.
This case is talking about where it's Mazonos, or it's talking about where you cooked it or something, where you roasted it and made it Hadamah.
Okay, so that's the next sif.
That's the next sif, okay.
Okay. Hold the Chidu Sarah Kaidman. So the Shulchan Aruch said like this. That which you give precedence to Chidin Sarah is Dakar Shalsim Ehem Tav Shalai Pas. Either it was made into something which is cooked, something which is baked. So it's moved up in form from being just a simple kernel of wheat. A person is munching on kernels of wheat. It will not go before these other minim, which are Repu Eitz. Okay. Now this is the Bahag. That which is the same Bahag which we had before in Sif Gimbal, which said that a Repu Eitz and a Repu Adama, Repu Eitz gets Kadim. So, fine. Zotar Amor. Berachas Amoitzi, Kedemus, and Berachas Rebbe Nimesonis. Makoshka and the Shabrachas. Amoitzi goes first before any other Brach. Many times. In other words, that'll be true simply because it's a Brachas and it's Richem. It's something which, if you say Amoitzi, the other Brachas will be precluded and not necessary, so then it's a Brachas and it's Richem. But even in a case where you must be making this Brachas during the meal, so Amoitzi would be half Kedim. Even though it's more chashuv, or it's more chavit to him. He points out this is a diak from the Gosman Amenius. Ultimately, you plan to eat both. So we say, well, give kadima to the chavit or the chashuv, depending on how you define. He's only planning to eat one of the two, not both. And a mavorach, bracha, mashal, ritzalecho, so you make a bracha. What you want, plan to eat. We don't force you to eat the other item because of the bracha. Abi shagam, asheni, munach, even though the other one is here on the table. V'chol the sorach, lahaktim, hanu, dafka, l'chafkila. Abim, obru, berach, l'asheni. But if the person went out of the order and chose the one which is mocher, it's later, or not as chasher, whatever it might be, or not as chaviv, so brachas Shabbos yoytze bein tzarich lachsel the baruch al zeh shahir lahakdim. So if it's even though he picked up and he has dates and he has grapes, so he should make a bracha on the dates. So he made a bracha on the grapes. Okay, so but he ever did yoytze. Mavach he died to gam ken alav b'chasav. That's all talking about that he was really planning to eat both items. Okay. Let's tackle some of the Shabbos over here. So the Shulchan Aruch came along and said that which you give precedence to Chitin Sa'ara over the five species which are a Brei Pio Eitz is talking about when you made the Chitin Sa'ara into Maisa Kedera or Pas Tavchal or Pas Heim Kondash Sharmidim Af Im Heim Chavivim Etzle Yosef, and that they have precedence even though the other item is more Chavivim. They still have precedence because they're the Mazonos. But if it's still eating, if you're eating the chita as kernels, so the Shulchan Aruch says doesn't go first. And academics, al brei pio eitz k'taktim, you give precedence to the brei pio eitz. U'mashem I'm going to run the dafki in the pio eitz chavim yoser etzloi. Also kind of afshu mocher b'kro. This idea that we're going to give precedence to the Brei Pio Eitz over the Brei Pio Adama kernels is only the case with its chaviv. Al mishneim chaviv and b'shava, but if both are chaviv equally, so then kita kedemus kita would go first. Okay, al rear grom mashal the field he mashal before the yel the sefal the hechad shein berchaseim shabbos was in a cloud buser min shiva. Min shiva is removed from the table when the brachas are different brachas. According to what we said in Sefalov. So we don't give precedence to min shiva. So therefore, the fact that the mezonah, the chita or the sarah is mentioned on the pasuk is relevant because of the brachas. So it's not because you're giving kedima to eitz or doma. There's no din kedima b'chlal because of the brachas, like we said before, in Sif Aleph was the main chita. Chabagam and chabiba, imachita chabiba yoser etzloi. It's happening brachal tchila the gam shom alocha ki yeshemim the chabav kedim k'mayu shiksav nashom. We Mishabur pointed out before, in a case where it's Tudum and Brachas, so the Shulchan Aruch brought two opinions. One opinion said, what do you want? One opinion said, no, give precedence to the Chaviv. So I'm saying, let's say, take Mishin the Shiva out of the picture. Fine. But Chaviv is there, and we pass on that Sneaker Shita, that Chaviv will be the defining factor. So the case where a person has kernels of wheat, which are very Piyadom, and he has grapes, which are repuates. So the din of min shiva doesn't take precedence, but the din of chavibus will take precedence. Fine. Then the Rambam said, "Hamotzi goes before mezonos." Kedem is a birchos for min mezonos. Pirish. Kegon sheyesh shulchan aruch l'fun of lechol pas. You have a table set with bread. And there's other food items which are mezonos, and they're not included in the hamotzi. I feel like kasharach l'masechosuda, you would make a bracha on these things even with techosuda. For example, what is that example? Kagan should be lost in rock and work on the tanag while the soba keliyah b'sim kuf samaches sevches. They're made with such thin batter that they're not eaten for cyber purposes, which we consider an accompaniment to the bread. They're eaten in the tainu ba'alma. So then the loch is that they're not, you need no mazonis. Okay, so now I have a mazonis and I have a moitzi. Well, there's a kedima to the moitzi. So Mr. Shitu Yodo, we work a moitzi tchil ala pas, the birchus of moitzi chashuba, we give a mile to birchus of moitzi over birchus of mazonis. Why? Why is moitzi chashub? Either because it's what the bracha you say in pass and pass we see from the Torah is more chashuv, or again because it's based on the concept that the more specific you're praising, the better it is. So mitzi is a more specific bracha than mezonos. Racham kachiv bar bremen mezonos al nachmanius dimari now. So the mishmar hadar that's the case dimari mishar tavshilin. If we're talking about other foodstuffs, the balav time of the birchas of mitzvah chashuv and tzarich levar tchila al pas lifter medlas atamshel yevar tchila al atamshel nimshet garam brachos enet tzarich levos. If you make a mezonos and something which during the meal you make no brach at all, so if you eat it first you have to make a mezonos. You say with you first, you save yourself a brach. So it comes out that brach that you made on these items is brachos enet tzarich. So that's obviously you would make a bracha on the pass, say a moitzi, and be moitzi everything, and you're not adding extra brachas for no reason. So this is true that hamoitzi is before mezonos, even if the mezonos is more chash. For example, it was barley bread. Mezonos mechitim. And the mezonos is made out of nice fine flour. So obviously the mezonos is more chashuv, but hamotzi goes first. Any other type of argument why though? Because it doesn't make a difference. Hamotzi goes first. And this is also true even if the other one is chaviv. Chaviv will up. Ratzalar mishav emes ena chashuv yosim arishin. Ach ben if hu chaviv yosir. Pasha hu adim hu chaviv chashuv biyachad. It's when he said either or, so it means it wasn't chashuv but it was chashuv. Or it would also be true even if it was chashuv and chashuv. I don't care. How much it goes first? Now, the Rambam said, if however, you're not planning to eat the other item, even though it's there on the table, so who cares? So if you write a lechem mishneim, ach lohavio adayin hachaviv lefanav, ain't tzarich lahamtin. So I have two red items. If one of them is a chaviv, but it's not, they didn't bring it yet. And right now I have the other item over here and I want to eat. So eat. You're messing up your order of brachas. So the other one's more chavit. Okay. But it's not here. So if it's not here, I don't have to worry about it. So a similar example of this, well, let's say that we had before, that the Adama or Ha'etz goes before Shahako. So I'm eating some meat. And I'm planning to have something like for after the meal. I'm planning to have some kompot. So kompot is eitz. The meat is a shahako. Right? So I said, excuse me, kompot has to go first. I want to eat the kompot is there. I don't want to eat it right now. But yeah, it's on the table. They put it on the table. So that, the most addition brings, that no, again, the same way, if it's not here, I'm not mechuyev to wait for it. So who would then, if it is here, but it's not my the normal order how people eat things, I'm not mechuyev to mock them because it has a, that has a more chashuv bracha. So I sit down to a meal and I'm having shahakal items, and I want to have, the dessert is going to be an apple, even though the apple is on the table, I don't have to eat the apple first. That I'm not mechuyev to do. Fine. Bovashe Daitza. Then he said, in Lama Beis, let's just see, maybe we can do well. It's not good to leave a hangover. Okay, he had if you said the bracha on the wrong one, it works. Okay, there's already evidence it works. But the Ramah added, Bavashay Daito. So what's that about? So now, we have a general rule we had before, both items on the table, and you make a bracha on one, automatically the other one's covered. Is that true over here? So Mishnah Berurah says no. If you hold your shneim lefana b'shasa bracha, both are there on the table when you make the bracha, still, being she is covering the beferis to pacha over here, it's not enough to have it stam das, because the stam das, the fact that you make a bracha, if I just told you this rule, if you're only planning to eat one of the two, you make a bracha on the that other one. So let's say, again, for argument's sake, there's a din chavivus, right? So sefalov, there's a din min shiva, right? So I have a min shiva, I have a date, and I have an apple sitting on the table. So make a bracha on the date. I didn't make a bracha on the date. I made a bracha on the apple. So what does it tell me? You're not planning to eat the date. If you're planning to eat the date, you would have been marked in shiva. I said, you both made a mistake. No. So yeah, that's fine. But you might say that the date needs its own bracha. Well, I had it in mind beferish. You had it in mind beferish. But you never mind beferish. We don't use the regular swara tzavetas on the temple because that working against that is, if that was true, you're planning to eat both, why don't you make a bracha on the date? Which is a min shiva. So over here, it only works the pattern, but he has kavanah b'feirush. B'din shiifter mishen achoshev as a choshev derek rora ela b'kavanah. So I can't schlep along the other one automatically unless I have kavanah for it. Alam berach ala choshev partas hasheni in a choshev filo niskay b'feirush apotra kiman shayil munach ufanam ala shulchan b'shas bracha. But the opposite, it's not a problem. Okay, v'meviu loy achar shekvar kila hamin arishin tzarech lachshu levorech. If they brought the second item after you finished the first one, the first type, so then you'd have to need an obracha. V'meviu loy achar sheberech albadayim lekilek achilase yeshes ben apoyskim asam obrachos l'hako. If I brought the min, I made a bracha on the min chashev, and then they brought the min sheinu chashev. So I'm still eating the min chashev, and I made the bracha on the min chashev, and so bring, and then they bring another one. So it's that's debatable. That works. No, that's debatable. If we brought it afterwards, even when he made a bracha on the min chashev, they only brought he made or min shiv, whatever it might be, like, so he made a bracha on the date, and then he finished eating the dates, and they brought an apple. So, well, your eights included the apple. No, it didn't. Well, it's a male nigger. It wasn't here. But if you brought it while he's still eating the dates, that's a machlokes. And therefore, some brachos al hakol, because mavur b'siman hishvav, and shabar kardim b'shabura, sivkat nuchah beiz. L'chadchil mavur shom b'ramad, the ish yizor l'chav and lifter is esher yiriyah lo yachar kam. Therefore, the solution is to have in mind explicitly whatever they bring, that the brachos include whatever they bring. So then you won't have any machloik, you won't have any issue with it. Okay. You have daita for it when you make the brach. Allah b'brachos. You want your munach, the fun of esrik with zayis. I like the esrog more than I like the zayas. Kamala Masif Alev, Mavarchal Zayas Shumin Shiva, the Min Shiva gets precedence. If the Mamela Stama has it, then the esrog is automatically included. When if there is Zayas, but the opposite was true, if you made you had my brach on the esrog without thinking anything, the Zayas is not included, like we just said before in the last cup. But now, that's all arguing if the correct bracha really is on the zayas over the esrig. So then you're right. So you have a bracha on the esrig. You don't include the zayas. But according to the Rambam, that chaviv gets precedence. So the guy did the right thing. He made a bracha on the esrig, which is chaviv, and automatically the zayas would then be included. So now, wait, what do I do? You're right. When I'm done with the Chalchila, I give Kadima to Min Shiva over Chaviv. Over here, he made a bracha on the Chaviv. You don't go back and make a bracha on the Zayas. He bracha on the Shaper Ovid. So the Taz says the mice of the Rambam Shita is a valid Shita. So the Shulchan Aruch brought it. We are seeing earlier the Filu im hu mavorach al hazayis. Toyim shichav v'head to lipter gam as esrog. So now, taking it a step weiter, when I tell you when you break a bracha on the non-proper one, the other one is not automatically included, so it comes out, if I like the esrog more than the zayis, so according to the Mechaber and the Sif Aleph, that's what I should make a bracha on the zayis. Min Shiva. Cut the Rambam, I should make a bracha on the esrog. Now I make a bracha on the I follow the Shulchan Aruch. I make a bracha on the zayas, which is min shiva. But the esrog might not be covered, because according to the Rambam, that was the wrong thing to do. So the only eitz is to have in mind explicitly for both. Are the esrog covered the yoyser? So that's the Rambam siyata in yoyser bezem meil alos esrog. If I make a bracha on the zayas according to the Rambam, you will not include the esrog. So whenever you have this type of situation where you're not clear which one was supposed to go first, then we have the second issue is, will there be a concept of graver that is automatically included in the bracha? And the answer is it might not. So what's the answer? Have in mind the fairish to include it. Okay.